bathroom renovations, right?
Yeah.
Everyone dreams of having that spa-like bathroom they see in magazines.
But yeah.
The reality sets in, right? The dust, yeah. The noise, the weeks of construction.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Who has time for that?
Nobody.
So that's what brings us to today's deep dive, Bath Fitter.
Uh-huh.
You're checking them out, and smart move, because their website promises sound amazing.
Yeah.
We're going to help you separate the marketing hype from what's real.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like looking at online dating profiles for contractors. Got to look beyond just the highlight reel.
Okay. So let's unpack this one-day installation. Uh-huh. A complete bathroom renovation in a day. That sounds like sorcery to me. They emphasize no demolition.
Right.
Which, music to any homeowner's ears.
Right.
What's the catch?
Yeah, it is tempting, right? I mean, speed is everything these days. But think of it less like magic and more like a really efficient puzzle, you know? Uh-huh. They're basically fitting these custom molded pieces over your existing structures, so it's faster than starting from scratch.
Okay, so more of a glamorous facelift than like a full-blown surgery.
Exactly.
So I'm guessing that's where the limitations come in.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
That initial consultation is key.
Okay.
A good bath fitter rep will look at your bathroom and tell you up front what they can and cannot achieve in that one-day time frame.
Okay.
Like, imagine retiling a giant master bath versus a small powder room. Big difference.
Big difference. Yeah, yeah. Huge difference.
Huge difference.
So, makes total sense. But their site also talks about customizing your bath.
Yeah.
So, how much wiggle room do you really have with this kind of system?
So, that's where things get interesting. Bath Fitter uses prefabricated components, so tubs, shower walls, etc. That's what allows for that quick installation.
Right.
But it also means your choices are limited to their catalog. Okay. You'll have options, colors, materials, maybe a few fixture styles, but you're not going to get fully bespoke design like you would if you hired a contractor who could source anything.
So the trade-off.
It is.
You're trading some design freedom.
Yeah.
For that speed and convenience.
For that one-day turnaround.
Right. And that's got to be a major deciding factor for anybody considering them.
Exactly. So the million-dollar question is, what are your priorities? Are you okay with a more streamlined look from their preset options? Or is having a bathroom that's totally you more important, even if it means a longer renovation?
Which is the beauty of a deep dive like this.
Yeah.
Helping you figure out what's important to you before you even, like, pick up a tile sample.
Absolutely. It's like, are you Team Marie Kondo or are you like full-on maximalist mansion? And I think Bath Fitter, their strength is in that very clean, streamlined aesthetic.
Okay.
Speaking of streamlined, they talk about this lifetime warranty, which is a pretty bold statement when it comes to bathroom fixture.
Yeah, for sure. Bathrooms get a lot of wear and tear.
Yeah.
What's the real deal with this lifetime warranty? Does it actually, so to speak, hold water?
I see what you did there, yeah. So lifetime usually refers to the materials and the installation for as long as you own the home.
Cool.
So I think cracks in the acrylic, leaks caused by their workmanship, they've got you covered.
Okay, so far so good. So where's the line? What won't they cover?
Good question. I always think of that saying, nothing lasts forever.
Right.
Especially with everyday use. So like normal wear and tear, scratches, fading, that kind of stuff, that's usually not included.
Okay.
And improper cleaning? Big no-no.
Yeah.
Like if you use some kind of drain cleaner and it eats through the finish, that's on you, not them.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So common sense stuff, basically.
Exactly.
Read the fine print, folks.
Yeah.
But here's a thought. Their website claims 2 million happy customers.
Hmm.
Is that just marketing or is there genuine value in that many positive testimonials?
It's the power of social proof, right? But you have to remember, every savvy company wants to put their best foot forward online.
Right.
So those glowing reviews are probably legit, but it's just one side of the story, you know?
Yeah, it's like you go on a restaurant's website, you're going to see 5-star reviews, but then you go on like a Yelp or something.
Exactly.
Like 100%.
A different story sometimes.
That's why you've got to dig a little deeper.
Okay.
Look for independent review sites, like websites that are dedicated to contractor reviews.
Right.
You'll find good and bad experiences there. Check out the Better Business Bureau. See if there are any red flags or complaints.
So it's about getting that 360 view, because a 5-star review from someone who just wanted a quick, budget-friendly tub swap might not mean that much if you're after, like, a highly customized spa-like experience.
Right. And this is where knowing what we talked about before, the prefabricated components, if you go to these reviews and you see limitations on customization, and that's really important to you, then Bath Fitter might not be the right fit, no pun intended. Right. You got to weigh the trade-offs right.
Yes.
Speaking of trade-offs, let's talk price.
Yes.
I'm seeing a lot of get your free quote buttons on their site. but no real indication of cost. Is that typical?
It is common, but it's one of those things that's good and bad, you know? It allows them to give you a price that's tailored to your bathroom and what you want to have done.
Right.
Which is fair, but it also means that you're in the dark until you actually have that consultation.
Right.
My advice is don't be afraid to ask for a ballpark. At least you know if you're in the same, you know, area code budget-wise.
Totally. And while you're at it, don't be afraid to ask for, like, a breakdown of the quote.
Oh, for sure.
What's standard? What are the upcharges? You know, are there any hidden fees, like, lurking in the grout line, so to speak?
Mm. Yes, 100%. Knowledge is power, especially when you're talking about spending this much money on a bathroom renovation.
Right.
Ask those tough questions up front and save yourself the headache later.
Yeah, and if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Probably.
So if you're seeing that consistently in these online reviews, you know, surprise fees, trouble getting issues resolved, that's a red flag for sure.
Yeah, you're hiring a company, but it's also like you're entering into a partnership.
Yes.
You want to feel like they have your back, even if things go wrong, which, let's face it, renovations, things happen.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Trust your gut on that one for sure.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up this part of the deep dive, have you come across any interesting or, like, recurring themes in those independent reviews that we haven't touched on yet? Anything that surprised you or anything that you feel is super relevant to our listeners?
It's tough because everyone's experience is going to be so different, right?
Right.
But one thing I did notice is people generally seem happy with the quality of Bath Fitter's acrylic material.
Okay.
They say it's durable, easy to clean, but some people mention that it felt a little, I don't know, sterile.
Sterile, like a hospital bathroom chic.
Yeah.
Not exactly the spa-like oasis.
Not exactly.
We're going for.
Right. So if you're someone who really values warmth and character, you know, that's something to keep in mind.
Okay.
Maybe look at some in-person installations.
Yeah.
Get a feel for the material in real life.
That's such a good point because even with the best online research you can do, nothing beats seeing and touching in person.
Exactly. And while you're at it, you know, go to a bathroom showroom or two. Look at tile samples, really get a sense of what you like.
Yes, because at the end of the day, this renovation is about creating a space that reflects you, your taste, your lifestyle. It's like picking out your clothes. You can think those minimalist outfits on the runway look amazing, but you want to wear something you feel good in, something that really feels like you.
Right, and it's like a statement piece can really just make an outfit. It's the same with the bathroom renovation. It's those little touches that make it yours. So like a vintage vanity or a bold tile or even just some cool artwork.
Yes, it's those details that take a space from like whatever to, oh, this is so you.
Exactly.
So speaking of personal touches, have you started gathering inspiration for your bathroom? What kind of style are you going for?
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
So I am loving those spa-like bathrooms with natural textures like wood and stone.
Yeah.
Maybe a little plant in there.
Cute. I love it. What about you? Any dream bathroom visions you're working with?
I am obsessed with those Moroccan-inspired bathrooms.
Oh, yeah.
With the amazing tile work and all the colors. It's like you're transported somewhere else completely.
See, and that's what I'm talking about. It's more than just, you know, a bathroom.
Totally.
It should be an experience, you know? So whether you like that zen, spa-like vibe or you're going for something bolder, it can really change how you feel in your house.
100%. It's a room where you can really just relax and shut out the world, a little self-care.
It is.
Yeah.
And that is worth investing in.
Absolutely.
So to wrap up this deep dive, what's one last piece of advice you want to leave with our listeners who are hopefully feeling very inspired and also a lot more informed about Bath Fitter?
I think the biggest thing is whether you are doing a one-day tub swap or a full remodel, it should be something you're excited about.
Okay.
It's about creating a space that makes you happy, that reflects your style and just enhances your life, you know?
Love that. It's about so much more than just picking out a new faucet.
Yeah.
It's about investing in yourself and how you want to live.
Exactly. So when you're getting quotes and looking at tile samples,
right,
just remember to put yourself first.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to dream big and create a bathroom that shows who you are.
Okay. I love that. Imagine stepping into your brand new bathroom after a long day or just when you're starting your day and feeling like, yes, this is exactly it.
Exactly. And whether you get there with Bath Fitter or with another contractor who can help you get that dream design, the important thing is that you're happy and excited about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, it's your own personal oasis.
Yeah.
Your retreat, like your spa.
100%.
And everyone deserves that.
Right.
Right. So on that note, happy renovating, everybody. Yeah.